Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's with Tatum LLC. That's Tatum. Tell us about your company. I mean, Sam, tell us about Tatum and about the organization.
Yes. Well, we're a supplier of chief financial officers to small and medium sized companies around the country on an outsourced basis, and also we do projects surrounding and supporting the office of the CFO and the CEO. For companies that need folks part-time or temporarily or for specific accomplishments in their business and primarily from a financial perspective.
And this year you became part of a larger organization.
Yes, we did. We merged our business into SFN, formerly known as Sperion, a $2 billion publicly held company that is known for its staffing, and our role in that is to help them move up the food chain a little bit into higher levels of professional services.
And that's TatumLLC.com?
TatumLLC.com.
So and, check it
and
out, folks.
We hope your listeners will check out our website.
CFO
we also post on that website the results of the survey we've been
right.
talking about.
Yeah, they, it's right there, and you also allow us to put it on ours, which we appreciate very much.
You
Sam, thanks for the good news in the survey. Thanks for the hopeful news for the future on the survey. I'm really excited about the way – I mean, this is as pretty a graphic indication that looking at your survey as I've seen in a long time. I'm very excited about it. But let's talk about a couple of other things.
Yep.
No, first I want to talk about unemployment. We talked about that a minute ago about whether your guys were hiring or not, and in general, you said that they were not so much they were hiring as they just were laying off fewer people, which is what we've got to do first. We got to get to that point first before we can start putting people back on board. But we've got something right now. We've got two kinds of unemployment. We've got cyclical unemployment that's associated with a recession. We got structural unemployment that's associated with people who have nowhere to go if the economy comes when the economy comes back because they're not trained for second decade 21st century jobs. What are we going to do about that, Sam? And isn't that going to be a headwind that it's going to take a long time to overcome?
Well, we've been through into technological change for quite some time. If you look back over the last 10 or 15 years, we've gone from muscle power to brain power and doing things more as a service economy than a manufacturing economy. And so that trend has been on for some time. But to get back onto a job, you would think that you could go to a different industry or a different part of the country and find employment. But this recession we've been in has been so universal across the United States and in affecting almost every industry that it's really hard to find spots of particularly good opportunity. But I would say if it's possible to get retrained and re-grooved into something that has a more robust future than what one has been doing, then that's the way to go.
Well, we've got to – here's something. If the government wanted to do something to help with jobs, instead of thinking that they could actually create jobs – I think there's one thing the government could do, and that would be to create a program to get folks trained for these jobs.
Right. Well, the government doesn't produce jobs, but I think there should be ways of supplementing a person's capability, financial capability, to get retrained in an industry.
That would be a good. That would be a good use of their tax dollars. But
sure
but we got a serious issue here with this, and it's gonna drag on our economy for a long time because the more somebody is structurally unemployed, chronically unemployed, then the less they're gonna, the longer it's gonna take them to be able to become a consumer again. Sam, quickly, do you think that the Fed is doing the right thing by continuing to liquefy the marketplace?
It's good news and bad news. The stock market seems to think it's good news right now.
But what about Main? What about Main Street?
Monetizing the debt.
But what about Main Street?
Main Street doesn't really understand exactly what's happening with it. It's sort of a technical thing where we're giving ourselves a transfusion from one arm to the other.
But how is that going to roll down to small business owners? How is this quantitative easing increase going to roll down to small business owners? Is it going to make more loans available to us?
It should help. It certainly is putting money into the system. It's loading the system with money, so it should make it more available. And for companies that are exporting, it'll make our pricing more competitive because
it's
pushing down the value.
It's pushing down the dollar, yeah. Hey, Sam, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Bye bye, Jim.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum LLC. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.